This morning, President-elect Donald Trump officially named his pick to lead the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt.
The swearing-in ceremony took place in the White House Treaty Room, with Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito administering the oath.
Trump's EPA chief came into office determined to end what he dubbed the agency's anti-energy agenda by loosening requirements on carbon emissions and eliminating land use restrictions. Pruitt has set out to transform the agency he leads, perhaps to a greater extent than any of Trump's other cabinet appointees.
We as an agency and we as a nation can be both pro-energy and jobs and pro-environment.
One of his biggest targets? A controversial rule on water pollution put in place by the Obama administration.
You had a power grab that was taking place at the EPA where they were trying to assert jurisdiction over land use decisions that were being made by private property owners in cities and towns and states across the country.
Progressives were outraged.
He is going to dismantle everything in place, the air you breathe, the water you drink.
To understand why property rights advocates applauded Pruitt's move, consider the case of fourth-generation farmer John Duarte, who's fought a protracted and costly legal battle with federal regulators over how to till his 450-acre farm in Tehama County, California.
If the government can do this to us, there's no family in America who can farm their land without concern the government can come onto their property and take everything they own. My family's farming history goes back to my great-grandfather's. We produce grapevines, almond trees, pistachio trees, walnuts, avocados, and a few other minor crops. The government is saying that our tillage of this ground to plant a wheat crop violated the Clean Water Act.
In 2012, the Army Corps of Engineers, working in conjunction with the EPA, accused Duarte of damaging wetland features on his property. The penalty? Over $30 million in fines and restoration fees. But getting permission before plowing wasn't really an option.
The average time to obtain a Clean Water Act permit is close to 2 years. And the average cost just to hire the consultants and do the studies to get permits approaches $250,000.
Attorney Anthony Francois with the Pacific Legal Foundation represented Duarte in his case against the government.
Clearly, if you had to undertake that kind of cost and time just to get the necessary permit to plow your fields every year, you're not going to grow a lot of food.
Duarte's trouble stemmed from a provision in the Clean Water Act known as the Waters of the United States Rule that was meant to better protect large bodies of water by regulating use of the streams, ponds, and ditches that flow into them. But in a power grab by agency bureaucrats, Obama's EPA expanded the power granted by this provision, using it as license to micromanage private land use to the point of absurdity. The agency accused Duarte of mismanaging the wetland areas located on his property, claiming that his 4-inch plow furrows created small mountain ranges. Not those mountains, these ones.
That's what we have right here, in these furrows. They're saying that the bottom of this furrow is still a wetland, but the top of this furrow, 5 inches higher, is a converted upland.
Attorney generals from 31 states, including Pruitt, challenged the Obama administration's overreach on the Clean Water Act.
The broad trend of environmental regulation during the Obama administration was to use the coercive threat or reality of regulation simply to try to shut down entire industries and entire types of economic activity.
That's University of Virginia law professor Jason Scott Johnston. He says that the Obama administration expanded the definition of wetlands beyond the parameters set by the Supreme Court in a 2007 decision.
They have promulgated a definition of wetlands which clearly contradicts what the Supreme Court said. They're going to go out and regulate things that they consider to be wetlands, even though this court has said they're not.
EPA's so-called Waters of the United States rule is one of the worst examples of federal regulation, and it has truly run amok.
The Trump administration has started the process of repealing the rule, but faces multiple legal hurdles, and getting it off the books could take several years. Faced with millions of dollars in fines, Duarte settled his case in August for $1.1 million. He hopes Pruitt's focus on regulatory rollback will restore the property rights of farmers.
We become peasants, where these federal prosecutors can come in like the sheriff of Nottingham, decide for themselves what they think a family can pay, decide for themselves if they want to destroy a family and take their land away. If the federal prosecutors can come on this farm With this set of facts, there is no farm in America that is safe from this kind of prosecution.